Alright, a good walk. We're starting a new simon tonight. It's Rei Samak Zayin. Also should be Leicht in Yonim. It's a little lumdis, but very basic, very important in Hashavas Aveda. Rei Samak Zayin talks about the dinim of how you're supposed to be machris, yuchiv ashova. Means you have to, okay, you got the person's Aveda. What are you supposed to do to get the Aveda back to the Bailim? How, when... Alright, we'll see how to the extent, what's considered a returning, where do you have to place it. Alright, let's start. Rei Samak Zayin, Ketzed Machriz V'Ketzed Metapobo Ba'idu B'yodo Yiboichav Zayin Seifim. Talk to Machabe Sif Aleph. Chayev Litapo Ba'Aveda, you're mechuyiv to be busy and deal with this Aveda, be metapo with this Aveda, Ad Sheyachzirenu L'Shus Ba'Ileha, until you return it back to the Rishus of the Ba'ilim, B'mokum HaMishtame, where it's a place that's a good place, it's a Mokum HaMishtame, a Mokum which is a safe place for this item to be. Every item could have a different dagger, what's considered safe. A diamond ring might need, require more special place than, let's say, just a ball or whatever it is. But it has to be B'mokum HaMishtame. But if you returned it to a place which is not mishtame, kagoin, kina, a garden, v'churva, v'avda misham, and it's lost from there, chayv b'achriyusa, because you never gave up your shmir. Your shmir never ended. You have a chiv hashava the second you pick it up. When you had you have a chiv hashava, with that comes along chiv shmira. Your chayv if something goes wrong with it. There's actually machlekes. The mechaba later on paskins in this siman. The mechaba paskins that like the man diyom like Rav Yosef that Hashem aved is shem masacha. The Ramah brings down that maybe we go shem machina. Maybe it's a sveika dedina. But the mechaba sheet is actually even a shem masacha.
So either way, also an aveira to do that.
Avadia, you're being pasheya on your shmir. You have a chiyav hoshev teshivim. You have to put it back in the right place. You have to get it back to the bailam. If you breach that, so then you're shirking responsibility. But you got to give it back. So now, if kol zman it doesn't get back to the bailam, you're going to still be chayv. You still have chiyav shmir, and you be chayv for whatever it is. Now, if you put it in mokum shein mishtama, that's outright pshia. And that's even a Ramah would hold that you're chayiv. Even if Hashem Avinu is only like Hashem Achinu, you put in a place of Namishtama, Savad, you're going to be chayiv. But you still.
What's the name of the guy's thing? Is it your chayiv to go to him or to call him to pick you and come pick it up?
Okay, so we discussed this at the beginning, all the way, if you remember, I think it was Nagdoma of Resh Nuntes in the beginning. It seemed to be a Tomo Machleik, as in Fusha Rashi, what seems to say, Bashin the Ravid not, that you're not Machayiv to bring it to the person. As long as you notify the person, he has a chiv to pick it up from your house. You're not mechiv to schlep to bring it there. Other places can want to say that if it's nearby, you have a chiv. It's not nearby, not. In the I don't know, there are different dargas. But kipshuta, you are not mechiv. That which it says over here, doesn't mean that you necessarily have to actually bring it there. You can call him up and have him come and pick it up as well.
Let's say you call him, and then he takes a year and a day to get to your house. Are you still chayv al shmir?
Okay, you're still chayv ba shava until it gets back to the bailam. So you still have a chiv shmir. Yeah, I found, actually I didn't find it, someone else found a magza, had a similar last name to mine, they gave it to me, it turned out it wasn't mine. Called the guy once, twice, three, I was on the mamish every month. Finally he picked up, it was like shortly before Purim, he finally picked up this magza. I don't know, whatever. Shine, I guess he doesn't need to yaksiyam in the rhyme, so it's easier to be stored in my house than in his, I don't know. All right, so that's what it says in the Mechava. You mechuyiv to give it back and get it into a safe place. Good. But if you put it back in a safe place, it's mefurish in the Mechava, yet you're fine. You don't even have to notify the Bailam. I see it has your name on it, I'll drop it into your house, tucked in into the mailbox, a mail slot of your door, whatever it is. As long as it winds its way back in a safe place in your house, I'm potter, even if you don't know that it was even returned to you.
Even if the guy never finds out where it is?
Well, he's going to find out. It's in his house. He's going to see it.
The guy drops in his garage and he doesn't
go. Oh, I don't know. If it's something that he'll never, ever see, I don't know. But it has to be a mokum mishtam on his rishus, and that's enough. Now it's in the safe place and he has it. And as Smart points out, even though the halacha is not like that by other shayimim, by the dalet shayimim, and ganav and gazan, the Smart says, zivkan aleph, you need das bailim when you're giving it back. It's not enough just to drop it in his rishus. Over here, there's a gzeris akosov by Aveda, because it says hoshev tishivim, the extra tishivim, which is hoshev, what's hoshev? That you're allowed to make a hashava shaloi midas, and that's considered a good hashava. Fine. Hichzer es aveda. If you return to aveda b'shachris, if you turn the Aveda in the morning, l'mokum shabaylam nechnasim v'yaisim sham, you return it to the place that the baylam go in and out, yetzim sham b'shakas, enu chayv l'tapal, but you're not mechuyev to be metapal anymore. Why? Even though it wasn't a mokum hameshtamer, it wasn't such a good place where you returned it. Actually, you put it, let's say, in the gina, in his front yard, which is not a safe place. But still, since the Baalim are about to leave for Shachris, they're going to leave the house shortly, in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, usually they come out. Sharei HaBaalim Roi Maisa, the Baalim will definitely see it on their way out. Ava Bishenu Mokum HaMishtama, even though it's not a good Mokum HaMishtama, that's also considered a good enough Hashav. I'm allowed to put it on the guy's front lawn, in the morning, when he normally comes out in the morning. If that's the time that he normally comes out, and let's assume they didn't beat me to it, he didn't tam v'sikin, but I got there before he's leaving his house, that's fine. That's considered a good enough hashava, because he'll definitely see it on his way out. That's.
I just thought something. Sometimes there's like a garbage can go flying, you know, in the wind. So the person usually keeps his garbage can in his front. It's not mishtamer. He usually keeps it there. So if I put it back there,
okay, we'll get,
it should be good enough. He's not going
to
come out.
Okay, we'll have to see. First of all, garbage cans in Lakewood might not belong to you. It belongs to the city.
No, I'm giving you muscle.
But yeah, and economy. So we'll have to see. The end of the SIF has a similar case.
You know, when he's
whatever. So good. Well, let's, Belina, let's get back to it when we get to the end of the SIF. We'll talk about a similar case.
How do you margin that from the Reboot? I feel I shall call you. I mean, it's not Mishdamer. Somebody could go and steal it.
So it's debatable if this is actually learned out from the Reboot or not. Exactly. Because is this, I'm about to see it, but is this because you're allowed to make a Hashava Shalai Midaitai, and this is also considered Hashava Shalai Midaitai, or this is actually better, because since the Baalim are about to come out, this is already considered Hashava Midaitai. He's about to come out, Hosech HaZiyat. So that is already considered Hashava Midaitai. That's how Chiddush Rabbi Yaleib wants to say, that there's not a din out Hashava Shalai Midaitai. This is Hashava Midaitai. And in parentheses, he says, Abazai, then even Ganev and Gazan should be able to do such a Shmira, such a Hashava, because this is Hashava Midas. Just give it 15 minutes, it'll be Midas.
You don't find that,
but Gazan
Shlugs
of the Kiri, no? Yeah, but that's what he wants to suggest. He has a couple of rice, Belina, we'll get to it. But that's the halacha. The halacha is a malado put it in a place which is a mokum she'ena mishtama, which the Baalim are about to come out, and that's considered a good hashava. Now, when it says shachris, it's lav davka. That was then when the minig was, they said leave shachris. The mashal says, obviously, kol afi rice ena bezdin, afi rice ena hameshiv. If we now know that this guy always comes home lunchtime, so you could put him in front of his house by lunchtime. If we know that he comes home at night, you can put it in front of his house at night. As long as you put in a time that he normally comes home, that should be fine. And kipshutai, even though I saw Achrayim was saying not like that, I don't understand it 100%. Kipshutai is, let's say this was the 1 in 100 that the Baalim didn't leave his house that day, and the Aveda got lost. Kipshutai, you still Yaitzi Yahashava. Bani is Daiti, because that's all it says you have to do. And Echayv Latababa. An acronym wants to say that no, it only means Engradi came out and Hitaka found it, but if he doesn't, then you're stuck with it. And that's not the Mashmoisin. The Mashmoisin is that's it. I could assume, I have the right to assume he's normally coming out. So let's just understand what's going on. I'm putting him in front lawn. He's about to come out, let's say 15 minutes later. If it gets stolen from here, Kipshuta, I will be potter. I will be potter. Now the child is, why my potter if it gets stolen? Really, this is coming from a Gemara.
During the 15 minutes?
Right. Let's say it gets stolen during the 15 minutes. What will happen? Well, if it gets stolen after the Baalim come out, saw it, and he was negligent not bringing it, that's his tough luck. I'm not shielded for that, that's for sure. But even during that 15 minutes that it gets stolen, Kipshutoi, the Mechaber is saying, I am Potter. Now, really, this is a Gemara. However, the Gemara is going in Shitas Rabba, and Rabba holds that a Shem Aved is only a Shem Mechinim. So it's not such a problem. This is not considered a pshia because 15 minutes outside, Nishkefelach, he's about to come out. But Mechaber and the Rambam, this is coming from the Rambam, who paskens like Rabbi Yosef, that you're a shay mesocha. So you have to understand what's going on there. Why, when I put it there, am I going to be potter? Why? If it gets stolen, I'm still a shay mesocha, and a shay mesocha is chayiv b'gneva v'aveda. So l'chayiv, I should be chayiv.
So you discharge your
chiv,
you said.
Oh, so I'm discharging my chiv because it's a good hashava. Oh, there you go. That would be the catch. The catch would say, no, this is already hashava. Now, that's it. I'm not showing my rule together. I'm no more l'shem aved. I'm yaitza. The problem is, it's mavun the Gemara. It's mavun the Gemara. It's a zalman. Everyone also makes this chesed. It's a mavun the Gemara that to the same way that the Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda Machloek is how Vayti Shmira goes, so too they have a Machloek is what type of Hashava is required. Like Rabbi, that you only Hashem Mechinim, as long as you place it in a place, you put it back in a place which is a Mokam HaMishtaba for Pshia, you're Yoytze, that's considered Hashava. But the Rav Yosef holds that you're Shoy Mesacha and you have to protect from Gneva Aveda, the Hashava they have to make is in a Mokama Mishdama for Gneva Aveda. If it's not a Mokama Mishdama for Gneva Aveda, it will not be a Hashava and you will not discharge your Chiv. So the Shail is the Rambam who passes, and the Mechaba passes like Rav Yosef, the Shoy Mesacha. How are they saying over here that if I put it in this Mokama Mishdama, Enu Mishdama, but it's only 15 minutes, even if it gets stolen, no matter what, I'm Yoitza, it's considered Ashava. What's going on? This is you say it's like a question, this is the meat, what's going on here to understand this halacha. So Elam, are you going to tell me that maybe for 15 minutes, it's not considered a pshia for Gneva? It's like an oinus if something happens. Something, a ganav is going to come, punked in the next 15 minutes. That's unusual, it's unexpected. Everyone leaves the item sometimes on watch for 15 minutes, and we're not choishish for a ganav, and that should pattern me. The problem is that's also l'chay not true, because the Gemara says, I think it's at the Gimel Mabez, we paskin, that all be'idna da'ayli inshi, if you leave the item, even at a time, you're a shoyma zalka, and you leave the item, even at a time that normal people leave their items at that time, they'll leave it for a little bit of time, they'll go daven, they went to daven mincha, it's obed and dailinji, everyone davens mincha and leaves the item on the front lawn. But if you do that, and you're shoyma zalka, you're going to be chayif gneva. Because you don't have that p'tur. You have to watch it to make sure that it's watched perfectly and it will not be stolen.
Yeah, but you said you had a read by Aveda, that's Choshev Tishivu, it's definitely better, easier than Gezeilah. So even if you say it's...
But I'm not talking about Gezeilah, I'm talking about regular Shem Mezalka. I'm talking about how vite your Chiyuvei Shmira go if you're a Shem Mezalka. They have to watch it for Gnevi. Even at normal times, people allow it to be there for a few minutes unattended to. So if that's the case, and we pass on, we meaning the Ramam, the Mechab, pass on Krav Yosef, you're a Shem Mezalka. So if you put in a place that's not watched for 15 minutes, L'chayra, you're going to be slammed. L'chayra is not a good Hashava, it's not properly watched here. And Memeila, it should not be a good Hashava. So what's the Ramam saying over here, that if you put it back in its place, it works? That's the really, you say this kacha. What's going on? Why is this considered a good Hashava? It's not a Mokam and Mishtama for those, till the Bailam get there. So I'd like to suggest the following kacha. I'd like to suggest like this. The Be'etzim B'Yisoid, really, the only type, late Rabba, you're right, all you have to do is put it back in a place that's watched for Shem Mechinim's Darga, because that's all you are as a Shem Mechinim. But Rabbi Yosef, you need more. You need to even cover and be in a Mokam and Shama as a Shem Mesacha. But you can't have a Chiv to put it in a place. Here with Daning Hashav, you can't have a Chiv to put it in a place more than the Bailim themselves will do it. If this is how the Bailim watch their items, this is how the Bailim stores their items, they'll leave it there unattended for 15 minutes. That's how they deal with their items in their own Rishos, so that's considered a good Hashava. Avada, I have to put in a place that's watched even for Aveda and Gneva. That's where I'm putting it. But if it's a good place, be aside, the Gabbailim are about to come out. So in the next 15 minutes, totally not shchiach that something's going to go wrong with this. Not us. We have an extra chiv that the Torah, actually the Gemara says, is because since you were paid for, so you have to do a better shmir than even the Bailim, and you have to make sure that you're not going to leave the item unattended, even when normal people do. That extra thing is only your chiv shmira when you're a shema. But if you want to know, did I put it back in the Bailim's rishus in a good way? Did I put it back the way the Bailim would put it? I certainly put it back the way they put it. I put it back in a proper way, because they'll do the exact same thing. That's how they'll store the item. So you want to know, was it a hashava or shusam? It was a good hashava. So benigeh to hashava, it will make it, and once it makes hashava, I discharge my chiv, and my mail, I'm going to be part of something happens. It's enough to make it as a good hashava. It's avada, if it would be in my rishos, I didn't give it back, avada has to be chai. But once I place it there, and that's how the Balaam themselves keep it, that's in their rishos properly, and I'll be yoitza. I'll bring you a shtickle of a dumus rayet lezeh. There is a shita that's kapaskin later on, and Machab doesn't. He brings it only as a yeshayimrim. Shita zatoys is hold that a shemitzach is chayfa gneva, even be'oinis goma. Namal, everyone understands that Shem Mesacha has chiv and gneva avedu, which is somewhere between a pshi and an oinis, and a shal has even more oinsin. Tais is mechadish that it's true. That's true that Shem Zalka is not chayif and oynis gam on anything, but gnev is different. It's exeris hakaza that if something's stolen from Shem Zalka, even though he did a perfect job watching it, he's still going to be chayif. That's shita's atayis. Unless it was listed mezuyin, because that's a different gezeiras hakasa that you'd be part of. But otherwise, you're chayiv even if it was mamish and einis gama. So every time Hashem HaZachar wants to return the island back to the Bailim, even in Mokam HaMishtamel, let's say, how is that a good Hashava? Maybe it'll get stolen from here. It's an Oynes Gomer to get stolen from here. Who cares? But Hashem HaZachar is chayiv even for Oynes and Gemurim, if it's Gzeila, about the other Oynes and Gemurim, not. But Oynes Gomer of Gzeila is chayiv. So how is that considered a good Hashava? Elokach, you have to say, Avada, if the Bailim themselves would do this, that's considered a good Hashava. I put it in a place that they'll themselves do it. That extra Shkiv Shmir that I have, because all Bidden the Eileen Shiyam Chayiv for, that you can't block a good Hashava. It was a good Hashava. I put it back in a place that they'll normally put it back. All right. If you learn like Chedush Rabbi Yalev, like I said before, like him, it's even more Geshmak. This halacha has nothing to do with Mokam HaMishtama. Means the Gemara word says that Rabba needs one form of Mokam HaMishtama to achieve a Hashava. And Rabbi Yisrael Yashem Zaka needs a greater Mokam HaMishtama. That's if I put in a Mokam HaMishtama, I want to know what type of Mokam HaMishtama it is. So like Rabbi Yisrael, it would have to be a greater Mokam HaMishtama. But Rabbi Yalev says it has nothing to do with the first halacha. The first halacha is giving it back at Mokam HaMishtama. This halacha is a new din. This is like Hashava Midas. The Bailum about to come out, that's considered Hashava Midas. He's about to see it. That's good enough Hashava. If you learn like that, then it could be the whole Kasha Hebzach Nishton. You want to know what I did? Avada, it's vulnerable. It might be stolen. But I put it back in the guy's Rishos. And you're right, it's not a Mokam HaMishtama. And you're right, it won't be the halacha of Ribuy, of a hashiv teshivim, an extra place that once even shalim midas vaylam is a good hashava. This, the reason why it is a good hashava is because it's like blibes like hashava midas. If it blibes hashava midas, so he's about to see it, so he knows about it. Well, he will know about it. He should know about it. That's considered already a good hashava, and I already discharged mechiv. I'm a mele. I'm not chayev at all. That's like Rabbi Yalev. The Ma'aser Rissa Zalman, because it is kash, is mechadish gevaldik chiddush, and he has a different shot. He says that which is Shoyim Mesoch is Chayiv, even when it's all bidden Dai Lynch, even though you do something normal, that's only because the Gemara says, Lahachi, therefore, why did I give you pay? I gave you pay to make a better Shmira. You have to do a better Shmira than me. And Mele says, Amen, that's only by Shoyim Mesoch. By Shoyim Avedu never gets paid. Another reason why he's a Shoyim Mesoch is because he says, Pruta de Rav Yosef, he says he doesn't have to give tzedakah while he's dealing with the Aveda, but it's like an indirect Hanah, but he's really never getting paid, certainly not being paid from the Bailim. You never have that extra Chiv Shmira of all Bidden and Dayali Inchi. And every Shema Aveda is allowed to leave the item, but all Bidden and Dayali Inchi. Whenever the Bailim normally leave, you're allowed to leave as well. Because the only Shoyim Mesoch has it because they're getting the extra pay. But you're not getting the extra pay. You're Shoyim Aveda, Mamela, you're allowed to leave the item. And so, look, it'll be across the board, no matter what. Shoyim Aveda is allowed to leave. Mamela says it's a very good Hashava. I put it back in a place that the Bible is about to find it. That's fine. That's like Mokum Dialinji, Bidden Dialinji.
His own house, and he has that pay, he could also outside. Please.
Correct. He could keep it outside for 15 minutes.
That's the Shmira.
If it's normal to do. Whatever is normal for the Bible themselves to do, you're allowed to do as well. If you have to go into the city to shop and you have to leave it unattended, you're allowed to do that because everyone who owns items do it. And only Hashem Mesoch gets extra pay to prevent that. And Hashem Aveda doesn't have it. Memela, that's fine. That's what we're saying. It's a blitz chiddush, but doshtate. Oh, yeah. Fine, so good. So you have whatever the pshatim is, you're going to see, I'll bring you a ride, not like a Reviz Zalman. Fine. If you look in the Shach says, you know what? Let me do the one more part of the mechaber, and then we'll get to the shach. Avos continues the mechaber. Avos bebali chayim, animals who move and they were already learned to be wild and independent because you see this animal got lost, so it knows what the outside world looks like. Lo'olam chayiv litapuba ad sheyachnisenu lushus habaylam hameshemeres. You're always going to be chayiv until you put it back into the makam hamishtam. It's not good enough to leave it on the front lawn and assume that the bailam are coming out in 15 minutes. Because by the time the bailam come out, this animal might not be here anymore. Because this animal already knows how to roam and be wild and be independent and go on his own. So if that's the case, you have no weight. You can't expect, there's no guarantee that the bailam are going to see it. So it doesn't blab a good hashava. Means all items, you're allowed to do this. But for bali chayim, who already learned how to go out, Derech, like the Smas says, and Doctor Derech Li is Hailik Mimakum Lamakum, Mishamakum Tarek Shmir Tvei, and it's not good enough because the Bailam might not find it when they come out. If he ties and it makes a good, that might be a Makum Amishdama. You have to know. But if he just puts it out, there's no way, there's no guarantee that the Bailam is going to find it. Zok Tashach, Abu Babali Chaim, I'm Betaisis, Taisis says, the Begneva Pato Luraba. Even though it learned to be wild, that's only a reason if you do it, you can be chayfa aveda. But you're still not going to be chayfa gneva like Rabba. Rabba is the one who holds a shem aveda is only kishem achinam. So betim you never chayfa gneva aveda. But if you put it here in a mokum shena mishtama and there's no guarantee that I'm going to find it, that's pshia. It's going to get lost. So if it does get lost, you're going to be chayiv, even though you're normally not chayiv aveda. Here you're going to be chayiv because it's not aveda. It's pshiyah. It's outright pshiyah. You had no right to do this, and therefore you'd be chayiv. But for gneva that you didn't cause by putting it there, didn't cause it to get stolen. If some guy picks it up right now, that doesn't cause it to get stolen. But maybe you're going to be part of a gneva. You're only chayiv aveda. That's like Rama.
Why do you say tchilas?
$1 million kasha. Baruch Shekivanto, it's a Nesivis Kash, and Nesivis Ziva argues with the Shach and says that you should be chayef for Gneva as well, because Tchilas of Pshia Vaseva Boinus, to the extent that you chayef Aveda, because it's not really Aveda, it's outright Pshia, so then even if it gets stolen, you should be chayef, because Tchilas of Pshia Vaseva Boinus, you had no right to put it there, because you should have worried about it being lost, and since you put it there unrightfully, then you're going to be chayef everything that comes to Machmosai, namely even Gneva, even Oynes, because Kalat Pashiyah for Saif Oynes is Chayv.
Such an obvious question, what's the Teres on Mishnah?
There are a couple of Terutz in the Dachrenim, much on this. No great Teres. I don't know, the Shiltis, the Emek Shela says that's part of the Gzeres HaKos of Hatzah Shetishivim. I don't know. I personally don't know of any good real Teres to this Nesivis is Kasher. But that's what the Shach says. The Shach says that, like Rabba, you're going to be Chayv for Aveda, which is really Pshiyah, but for Gneva, you're going to be Potter. But the Mashmois of the Shach is that we, the Machaber, holds like Rabbi Yosef, that every Shem Aved is really Kishem Masacha, then Avadi Gemichayev even for Gneva. Not only for Aveda, you can even be Chayev for Gneva. Right? He's only said, Loit, Rabbo, you're going to, but Lididam, we're going to be Chayev, like Rabbi Yosef, you're going to be Chayev even for Gneva, because every Shem Aved is Kishem Masacha. So it's only got it from your regular fundamental Chiv. You have a Chiv, and you can be Chayev for Gneva and Aveda, and this is not a good Hashava, because you had no right to return it there, to put it there. So Mele, if it's going to get stolen, you're going to be Chayev. That's what comes out, Lachayev from the Shach. Proshit. The Shaila is like this. Abish Loima, if you learn like us, whatever the Teres, whatever you lay, the other way, it doesn't make a difference, but you learn that placing it there, be'etzem, was at risk in terms of Gneva. There was a problem there, and you really are shirking your shmira. But the reason why you were potter if it wasn't an animal is because it blibes the hashava. Either because, like Rav Yalei, it blibes the hashava midas, or lididan, we want to say that's good enough because it's still chach, a little mishtam, and that's enough to blibe a good hashava. Fine, then I can hear. But if you hold like Rabbi Yis, you hold by animal that is not a good hashava, so mainly it's too chayiv and your regular chayiv and gneva aveda. But if you learn like Risa Zalman, that every shema aveda never has a chayiv when it's all bidden the daily inchi. If I'll place it somewhere unattended for 15 minutes, it's perfectly all right, and if it gets stolen from there, it's considered an oinus. So what's the Shach saying that like Rabba, I'm put on gneva, but like Rabbi Yosef, the exact same case, I would be chayef for gneva. This case, even though Rabbi Yosef, I'd be part of a gneva because it's a nightness. I should expect it to get stolen in 15 minutes. It's normal. The Bible wants to leave it out there for 15 minutes. So why should I be chayef? Elamai, you see in the Shach that here, fundamentally, a shema sacha is chayef for this. A shema aveda, which would have a dinner shema sacha, is chayef if it gets stolen from this place. And the only reason before, when it wasn't Balei Chaim, is because there blibes a good Hashava, and so Mele you're a Shema. But to the extent that you're still a Shema, Avad, you're going to be Chai for this type of Gneva.
Maybe it's a Shmir for Ruch Mitzuya. It's not a
Shmir
for Ruch Shana.
So every Shema Zachar is Chai even Ruch Shana Mitzuya.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm saying, so if you were Shema Zachar, so you should be Chai for even Ruch Shana Mitzuya. But there is a Zalman is, so how come before, the case before, by the case of Metalton, I did the exact same Hashava, put in the exact same place, and Sorry?
There it's all
No, I thought you told me it's Ruch Sheinu Metzuya. Again.
The bigger grass is Ruch Sheinu
Metzuya. No, that's for to run away. But to Gneva, it doesn't make a difference if it's walled or not walled. The chances of it being stolen are exactly the same. That's what Taisa says. Taisa Mamre says it doesn't make a difference if it's to Gneva. So, Mamre, light from the Zalman, if a Shema Aved is not Chayef as Asot Gneva, because it bribes all the Nidai Linchi, and I'm not getting paid, so here too, even by Baal HaChaim, I should be put on Gneva, because it's only like Baal B'din Ha'ili and Shi, and Hashem Aveda doesn't have that extra special chiyuv.
Maybe he learns that you have to have a Gansa HaShava in order to get a patur of the that you gave it back.
Good.
Since the Gabi Aveda, there wasn't a Gansa HaShava, it's Nishkin HaShava, and you don't have the
So that's what we're saying. We're saying that really it is a gneva, and really you chayef for this gneva. The only reason why metalton was different because it blibes like a ganza hashava. But Rav Zalman didn't learn like that. Rav Zalman said that hashava is mamish exactly like your chayef shmira, and he therefore spars from the halakha before. That must be that a shem aved is not chayef when normally it's unattended even by the bailam, because that extra dagger shmira is not mechayef to do. So what's the difference if it's an animal? It doesn't make a difference. Really, it's a Rambam, which is a Shulchan Aruch, same thing.
The Gemara,
you see, that's why the Gemara is by Rabbah. The Gemara talks about these halakha, but only in the Shitas Rabbah, but that you only Hashem Mechinim. So it's not a problem. I could put it back in your front lawn, and it might not be there when you get back, but 99.9% it will be, and that's fine. Because by Hashem Mechinim, I don't have Chiyuv Gneva Vaved, and I'm Zechon HaChayiv Be'idin Da'ayli Inchi.
Yeah,
but the machlokes had attached to Braisa. Rabbi Yosef was able to say that which a Braisa says if it gets stolen Yechayiv is when it's still by the Shema. Because he holds every Shema Aveda is a Shema Sacha. But Rabbi couldn't learn that, so he had to make an akim to talk about this case. I put it in his front lawn and this. So the Rambam, even though we pass like Rabbi Yosef, applied the halacha lididan Rabbi Yosef. So Rav Zalman says, Gavald, what's the Rambam doing? It's not a, what do you mean? We who hold the Rambam, the Mechava, hold the Yishem Mezakha. This is not a good Hashava. What's going on? Mainly is Mechadish, that even Rabbi Yosef holds a good Hashava, because this form of Gneva, Yishem Aved is potter for. Because it's only an extra shmir that's required by Hashem Zakhu's paid, but not by Hashem Aveda. So the child is, what's going on over here? So what's in the shock? All right, it's a shtiko, right? Like I was telling you, that we're going... like you're trying to say that only to accomplish Hashava, and it's a good Hashava, but Avada, the normal Shem Aveda would be Chayiv for Zasot Geneva. That this Chiddush of Rav Zalman that he says that all Bidden Dail in Chi is Chayiv by Shem Ezoko because of the Svara of Loch Yavi Loch Agril and Naturalin Natirusa Yesei Rasa, which is only going to be when you pay a Shem Ezoko Ladi, but not by Shem Aveda. But this type of Shaila was already a Machlikas and Achrenim. The Chuvis Marshach wants to be Machadish a similar thing. The Chuvis Marshach is in Chelik Bey Simon Kufsa Mechtes. He's talking about Mavla Lamashkin, but the same idea. Mavla Lamashkin is a Shem Mesak Mishum Pruta Derv Yasef, and he wants to say that we won't have this din. He won't be chayiv for Netirusi Yisei Rasa of Obedin Dai Linchi because he wasn't paid lad. He was only getting a Zaitik of No or Pruta Derv Yasef. And the Mishnah Melech in Huchaschir's Perig Yud, Halacha Aleph, argues and says, no, once you're a Shem Mesakha, Havaygin Mechayiv even Be'idin Dai Linchi, even though you're not being paid directly. Because once you're a Din Vedim Shem Mesakha, you're like a Shem Mesakha and Gansin. And he brings a Rai from the Marik. And it'll be Kivegos, and it's also a Kseis HaChoshin in Simen Ayin Beis, in Sifkot and Hay, bring the exact same raya. They bring a raya from Toises that you see from Toises in Bavakama Daphne Zainam and Aleph, like the Mishnah Melech, and he's great, the guy talking about Hashem Aveda. Lididan, that we paskin that Hashem Mesach is Chayiv Bidin Da'i Linchi, who are din Hashem Aveda will also be Chayiv Bidin Da'i Linchi. Because once you're Hashem Mesach, your Hashem Mesach are called in, even though you weren't paid out Lehedjah. So, come tois, Rav Zalman is going like the Chuvis Marshach. And L'chor, our Shach, Mavu, not like Rav Zalman, that which did with the Mishnah Melech and Riki Vega and the Ksais, that every Shem Esacha, no matter what, even if it's Mavel HaMashkim with the Shem Aveda, even if it's Altsprutit Rav Yisrael, not a Lehedyatika payment of Schar, doesn't make a difference, you are going to be Chayiv, even by all the denial in Shi. Okay. Now, Grada, once you need a Mokum HaMashdama, the Muki Yosef says, which is interesting, if you find an item of a cotton, now let's say it belongs to the cotton, or you say him, we'll figure out how it belongs to the gun, but it belongs to the gun, and you lost it, and you find it, you're now allowed to give it back to the cotton. Because by giving it back to its rightful owner, who's a cotton, and he's always considered a lab by Shmira, I'm putting in a Mokum Shena Mishtama. And if I give it back to the cotton and it gets lost, I'd be Chayiv. Because he's a mock, I would have to wait till he becomes bar mitzvah. Or if he has an apotropis, Rav Kashukhan says, but based on the task, I can give it to his apotropis.
Why do we care that it should be different than from before the Gospel?
Because the fact that he can't do a better shmir, what do you want me to do? I mean, which I can't change that. But look, is that a veda medas? It's not a veda medas. He owns it. Let's say he got it for Yerusha. He owns it. And now he can't do a better shmir. He's trying his best. And he taka lost it. You see, taka lost it. But what should I do? I can't give it back in that makom shein
mishtama. Every time you see a cup and you have it, you should take it away from him because the people of the shavu's
aveda learned it. No, kol zman he's holding on to it's not an aveda. So I don't have chiyuv hashav zaveid. Once he loses it, then it becomes aveid. Then I have chiyuv, and I have to make sure to give it back in the makom
hamishtama. Should it be back to where it was before?
No, it's not hard. What do you want to do? He can't do a better shmir. So for what? If he was able to do a better shmir, he would. He's just not capable. But that doesn't give you a heter to put it back there. Once you become a shomer, you got to make sure to put it in a good place. Shaita, same thing. You'll never be able to give it back to Shaita. You have to give it to our pajamas. Sorry?
Shaita is not.
So what do you want me to do?
So give it back to him. So there's no reason to be
shaman. What do you mean? Give it to an apajamas.
Apajamas can give it to the Shaita?
Apajamas will watch it while the Shaita is having it.
Watching it.
He'll look it over. He'll oversee. He's an apotropist. I don't know what he's doing, but he's taking care of the shaita.
But you said the story was you gave the puta to the cut. That was called aveda midas. Anything cut as aveda midas.
No, that's when the father owns an item and he sent the cotton as a shliach. That blows aveda midas because the father should have done a better shmirah. But when the cotton himself owns the item, what should he do? He's doing his best he could.
But his ownership is only drabbanan anyway. No?
Rather, it could be deraisa, yerusha, schiris, daisacheres, makdaloy, maklakazushan. I give you a bunch of mishalim. How it could be deraisa?
Another point. Do I have to worry about?
And if unless it's only drabbanan, so what? It's only drabbanan. I'm still not to put it in a makom shein mishtama. You have a chiva shava. You can't put it in a makom shein mishtama. You're shirking your responsibility. All right. Now, this din that you have to put in a makom mishtama, the shach in Reish Tzadi Gimel, Sifkat and Vav, quotes it to Seftim Vavakama, that's Perig Yud, Halach Yedalad, that you're allowed to give it back to the Bailim, even B'midba. There's a halacha that if I become a shem of Pekodim, which you give me something to watch, I can't meet up with you in the Midba and say, okay, here's back your item. Because you put it in a safe place, and by giving it back in the Midba, it's a little a tercha on your part, and it's a little difficult to watch and schlep with you and whatever. I can't do that. But if I'm a shemer aveda, I'm allowed to return it wherever I find you. If I find you in the midbar, here's your item. I'm not mechuyif to watch it anymore. You now know about your item. Here it is. You don't want it? Tough. I'm potter. Here it is. I'm yotze mechiv hashava. And you're allowed to give it back. This is a mishulei diskin in psokim kuf tzadi zayin. It's not mashma like that. Says that the Gemara is not mashma like that. He doesn't call it to Shach, doesn't call it to Tesefta. Even if it's Shach Lissim, good. But I found you. You're the owner. Here you are. You figure out how to take care of the item. I have a right to return it to you. Lemais, if you look in the Rishaynim over there, but become a Kufyut Chesam and Aleph, you see that Bemeth, this is Makhlekes and Makhlekes Rishaynim. The Machamis over there brings down the Shach Tesefta, that Avedi could be Maksa B'chol Makhim. That's like, and it sounds like he's passing like that, like the shach. However, he also touches up the riff. Sounds like he's touching up the riff. Otherwise, that the riff holds that aved is just like a bekod, and you can be maxim b'chol makom like the shita's Mariel Diskin. And if you look in the Mordechai over there, it's lahedi. He touches up the riff that yes, aved is just like bekod. You can't return b'chol makom. He brings it down from rishainim. So come to this makleikas. It's really makleikas rishainim. I found that in the Chuvus Chemdes Moshe, in the Chelek Chemdes HaNefesh, Siminyat Beis, Hitaka brings down the Shach, and he's mispalling the Shach. What's going on? You're bringing down the Tzezefta. What happened to all the Rishonim? In fact, he holds that Rav Rishonim are not like the Shach. He has a Rambam, he sounds like it's not like the Shach. He claims that the Turin Shukunach are not like the Shach, otherwise the Turin Shukunach should mention that Aved is different than Bekodin. From the fact that the Turin Shukunach doesn't mention it, must be that Aved has the same din like Bekodin, like the Maral Diskin Shita. Sounds like he's passing like that also. He's scared to passing against the Shach, but it sounds like the Niti of Rav Rishonim is not like the Shach, like the Maril Diskin. Could be that's what the Maril Diskin meant, that it's Mavur within Agazel Basra, even though the Gemara itself is not Mavur, he probably meant Agazel Basra, the Rishonim, and Agazel Basra, the Rif, the Mordechai, and other Rishonim. Alright. A cotton to Mokash in the Mishnah, the cotton can't do. The Gbail could watch it, they could watch it in the mid, which is difficult. But that difficulty doesn't stop me from returning it. I'm allowed to return it.
The Shomer himself couldn't return it there?
Shomer is now allowed to return it. No, if a guy to be Yishuv, you're now allowed to return it.
What's the again, you're going back to the Cheshire, you see there's a difference between Hashava and Shemir
Correct, no, because there, that's not because the dagger of Shemir. The dagger of Shemir is the same. You could watch the item. The question is, am I doing you an injustice? You gave me to watch in the Yishuv, and I track you down in the Midbar, and I put it back to you there. That's not right. I gave it in the Yishuv, you can't give me back to it in the Yishuv. But here, the Shema Aveda, you never gave it to me anyway. I found the item lost. I'm doing you a favor to give it back to you. Say thank you. Don't complain that it's in the Midbar. I gave it back to you. I'm Yaitza. I'm giving it back to the rightful violin. Now you figure out what to do with it. I'm Yaitza.
I'm just trying to figure it out. And you see there's a great chilling between us in terms of Shabbos Sachar's Chiyuvim. So I mean, can you sell it back to the first sale?
No, but I'm telling you, there, what we were doing before is the dagger of the Mokum, how Shama the Mokum was. Here, the Mokum is fine. I mean, the Bailam is there. The Bailam could watch it and protect the item, so it blibes like a Mokum and Mishtam and what's in his hands, but it's a pain for the Bailam to take care of it here. I'm allowed to give it back in a place, even if it's a pain for him.
What was the other case by the Shama? So why can't I give it with a pain? So what?
Because I gave it, I entrusted the item when it was a Mokum Yishuv. So now it'll be Matriach Yusha Legadin. You gave it to me by Mokum Yishuv. So it was a normal place. So I should give it back to you in a normal place. You don't want to have to carry it around with you in the Midbar.
I'm just saying, is my paying you, is Machayv you to do that?
No, even a regular Shema could be the same thing. All right.
Is doing you a favor?
Sorry?
Is doing you a favor to watch it for you?
Yeah, because when you accepted responsibility, you accepted responsibility in a Makom Yishuv. So that was part of the Taiva you're doing. Keep it in a Makom Yishuv and make sure to give back a Makom Yishuv. But the Shema Aved, I found it. What should I do? I found it giving it back to you. I'm giving it back to you. Why not? Yeah, no, there the pshat of the Rebbe was that obliges Hashava Midas and Mishtama because he's about to find out in 15 minutes. No, without the lum, there's a Mokum Mishtama.
I don't need Mishtama because I made it.
All right. So I'll tell you the difference. Cotton is a lot of Das. It wasn't even Hashava Midas. All right. Fine. Okay, let's finish the Mechabes. The end, the last case is. Rab behema shabarchem in adir. You see an animal jumping out of its stall. Ve'gzira l'mkayma hareze kiim ha-mitzvah yu mekayim ha-mitzvah ha-shavis ha-vehdo ve'inu tzorg das bailam. And you don't need das bailam. What's the chiddush? I just said it throughout. Sorry? Oh, it's like the al samatana. So that's you could have asked already at the beginning on the machava. Every shavas aved and chenami. But as you didn't chiyuv shmir and mitzvah, you already yaitza. Send him a postcard afterwards.
There's a big reason to tell the owner, so you should make the owner will know to make the fence better or to make the
good.
Okay,
you're telling. So the Orcha Shukan Taka says something similar. He says even though this animal you see is mulumedes levroyach, so maybe it wouldn't be a good enough hashava because you see it jumped the stall the first time. It might do it again. He says it's good enough hashava because that's the normal place where the Bailim keep their animals. They don't keep it in their houses, so you don't have to bring it back to the house. This is the way it's kept, and I can just put it back in that place, and it's good enough.
Isn't it guiding us like turning off the light on the cars? The same thing. You got to tell the stalls.
It could be the stall is not lousy. If the taka the stall is broken, that's a stammer, then you would have to tell them. But let's assume the stall is fine, just the animal somehow escaped. You're allowed to put it back there, and that's fine. But you see, for Noach HaShulchan is a chiddush, which I forgot who it was, who asked, maybe it was you, who asked, is that you see, the way he tied it up, it sounds like that really the place is not the greatest mokum ha-mishtama. Just everyone in the world stores animals like that. That's how we store animals. We keep them in the deer. So that's its rightful place. If I put it back in its rightful place, that's good enough for Hashava.
Maybe we'll worry about this. Mishtama lasts about a little bit of a twist. This is what the Bailam does. The Bailam is this cat, you will keep in this kind of shamir. So anything more than that, as far as the Bailam is avayda midas.
Anything more than that is avayda midas. Yeah, but you see, not true, because you see that it's if it jumped the stool, why have a chiv hashav? It should be avayda midas. You see, it jumped on that. It attack utilized that avayda midas chelik, and I won't have a chiv hashav. Teretz says, no, I have a chiv hashav. I have to bring it back, but as mekayim a mitzvah. But that's the way it's normally kept. Sorry? Someone's going to find it. I don't know. So that's fine. I'm allowed to do this, and that's considered a good job. So let's say garbage cans, if that's normally where you keep it, everyone keeps it there. So yeah, you don't expect me to put the garbage can in your living room rug, right? You want me to put it over there by your driveway. Fine, so that's normal. But let's say, for example, the item happens to be out And it's not in the place that's the best way it's kept, that Bailam usually keep it. You can't say, oh, I'll just put it back there. I saw it was lost from there, I can put it back there. That's the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama Vav says, not Avadi, that's not enough. You can't just put it back to where it came from. You have to put it back in a Makom HaMishtaber. But this is considered a Makom HaMishtaber because all Bailim keep it like this. So for this item, this is considered a Makom HaMishtaber, and that's good enough.
Doesn't mean, in other words, Hashem Tzvi doesn't mean exactly restore it to the situation it was before you found it?
Correct. It's stored to the Bailim. This is considered restoring to the Bailim because the Bailim normally keep it there. Ve'intorak das Bailim. Now the Taz makes a diik in the Mechaba, the Rambam, Hareze Kim HaMitzvah. As if you were Yoitzah. It's B'dievet. You got by. You made it. Sounds like it's not ideal. It's not L'chatchila to do. So the Taz therefore wants to be Mechadish that every time you do a Hashava, Shaloi Midas, even to a Mokam HaMishdama, you're only Yoitzah B'dievet. L'chatchila, you should really notify the Bailam. B'dievet, you were Yoitzah. Comes Rav Yaleib, and Rav Yaleib says that very gishmak. He has a dik. I don't hear the dik. So what he says, you know why the mechaber only says kim hamitzah on the case of makom hamishtamer, but didn't say it on the case before by shachris and the bailam about to come out? Because that's not a din of makom hamishtamer. That the vodet blives like hashava midas because he's about to come out. So he says the attack is even lechatchila. I'm allowed to do that hashava lechatchila. He's about to come out. That's considered hashava midas. It's only this case which is not a hashava midas. It's only good enough as the extra ribi akra to shiva him that. That Rebbe Akra is only b'di'evet, but l'chachili you're really supposed to notify the Bailam. Again, Rabbi Yalei.
So this is not mash for b'di'evet.
When he said, he says.
He's telling you how to do it properly.
Grad, the lashon of the tour is the yatsa. You a yatsa.
Okay, it could be a tour, but not
the Lashon. He got his medaikin both. Okay, fine. Maybe his ikadik was over there.
I don't want to argue on the top.
Okay, fine. But that's what he says. All right.
It's a bigger kiddush the other way also.
The what?
You put him in such a place where it's not really a shav, it's not really a shtar of a klal, and there you can say it's a shav, right? And there you got stolen, we're going to say, well, there's a potter. And here you even have a shayl to say it got stolen, the guy should be chayv. Here you even have a hand to say the guy is stolen to be chayv. The bigger
chiddush
over there, and over there
you're
saying it to the
chachilah. Right, because there, because in Hakdara, there flies that shava midas, and this is only out to shava because of makom hamishtamer. I hear where you're coming from. I hear. All right, fine. Let's do sif bez.
But you understand, really, this makes sense, because I'll tell you why. If I put it in a place where he usually keeps it, he's a body going to see it. So it's like a
Shabbat. I don't know if he's going to see it today.
15 minutes, he's going to see it. Here's also going to see it. Not 15 minutes, it'll be an hour.
Or in 10 days, or in 10 days.
It's going to be there.
In 10 days from now.
Yeah, so it's not midas.
So from so no, not midas. No.
Midas.
It sounds like Rabbi Yalei because since I'm going to see it bald, so that's what's going to protect. I'm seeing it, so that's why I shall midas. He is going to random welcome in time. I won't see it for another 10 days. So those 10 days, you're going to say it's like it's already returned. I know about it. I won't know about it for another 10 days. That's not going to
okay,
know.
So then Mekayim in 10.
When at the end, but what happens in the middle of these 10 days? What's going to happen? How's that hashava?
That's mishdamer.
Oh, so that's only al segzeres hakasev of teshivim al smokam hamishdamer, but doesn't blame like hashava midas.
No, what I'm saying is it's going to still be there 10 days later. So
you hope, because it's a mokam hamishdamer.
No, because it's mokam hamishdamer.
You hope, right?
So how can you say you're not going?
Okay, fine.
You also have chachilah.
Fine. All right.
The Gemara says from the morning to the afternoon it doesn't work. Gemara says shachris until rain.
Well, that could be
for different reasons.
Right, and he might not find it, but that's a place where it's a mokum shein hamishtamer. He's saying it's a mokum hamishtamer, so the Bible will eventually find out about it in 10 days from now. Maybe that was a blayv shavu midas. All right, let's capture in sif beis. Hechzira ubarcha, and then some say it's going back on the case before. It jumped out. You put it back in this deer, in its corral, and then it jumped out again. It goes back and forth. Afilu may upon him 100 times. Chayv lag zira again and again and again. Why? Shenema hoshev tishivim. One second, because this judge from the word hoshev. Hoshev, and some Chavi adds hoshev the second time. Hoshev means afilu may upon him b'mashma. Hoshev means even 100 times. How does hoshev mean? No. Yes, the fact of the Rava maybe only have to do twice because hoshev tishivim. So the Rava no. Hashiv means even 100 times, and teshivim is learned after something else. Even that shavu shalom midas, as long as makom hamishtamer. Hashiv means 100 times, 1,000, infinite. Why? So the Aruch Hashulchan explains because hashiv is not a verb. It's not a eino yilashim peula elam makar. It's the shayrish. I don't know. Noun. I don't know. It's sorry.
It's called
source.
It's just the type. It's hashava. It's like if the pasuk said hashava. So hashava means whatever it takes hashava, even 100 times hashava. So hashav we know bimeshiv. Hashava, do hashava. You got to do hashava even 100 times. Tash teit in this pasuk. I feel umay upam and bemashma. Now, zok to shach and yoredeyo in reish tadibesiv katan tes that you took it, you returned it. At that point, you were makayim your mitzvah hashava, because I put it back in the place makom hashdama. Then it jumps out again. I have another mitzvah hashava. Go return. I'll get a second mitzvah. Every time I do this, I get another mitzvah, another mitzvah. What sounds like from the shach that it was yaitza. Now when it jumps out, it's another aveda. So I have another opportunity. Everyone in the world has the opportunity. It's another aveda. Mamela, I go again and again. What's the chiddush akra? Here to say, probably the chiddush akra is that why my shoulder? Look, you see, the guy doesn't know how to keep his items. You know, once, twice. I mean, there has to be a limit. I'm shoulder that all day I have to spend returning his items. He should watch his own items and figure out how to do it right. That's chayik. K'mashmon the pasuk, no hashav afilo meyabamim. Comes along the dvar avram, and the dvar avram says, no, that's napshat. Unbelievable. He says that the reason why you have to return it 100 times is because you still have your chiyuv from the first time that you picked it up. When you make a hashavas aveda on an item, forever on that item, you are a meshav aveda. You're going to have chiyuv shmir on that item if it ever gets lost again. The chiddush akra is, it's coming back from your old chiyuv. How? What's his raya? He says, very simple. He says, first of all, he didn't like, what's a chiddush akra? You need a chiddush mei apartment for what's the pasher? Every time it's a new aveda, why not? He says, no, the chiddush akra is that you still have your old chiv from amol. What's his raya? He said, because we know that the machlek is rishonim. When does the mitzvah of hashav, hashav, deshivim start? The mugyei says, a lot of rishonim hold only starts once you pick it up. Till then, you have a loisucha lasalim, you can't ignore it. When you pick it up, then you have chiyuv b'shmir, and you have a mitzvah zaseh. The mitzvah zaseh only kicks in once you pick it up. The other Rishon, the Ran, says you have a mitzvah zaseh even beforehand, but even the Ran says that if you watch and make sure, even if you are picking up, you just make sure that it doesn't get hurt, you won't oiv yaseh. That's also good enough. But here it's saying, hashav deshivim, from the mitzvah hashav, you have a chiyuv 100 times. How could you have a chiyuv hashav right now? You saw it lost the second time, I didn't pick it up yet. How do I have a mitzvah? Elamai is up there because I picked it up the first time. So I already have my chiyuve shmiri, my chiyuve hashava ready from amol. Mamela, every time it gets lost, I'm still chayav from amol. And Mamela says, Gvaldik, he says, if I don't pick it up the second time and it gets lost, I'll be chayav. Normally by aveda, if I see something and I don't pick it up, chulil amayiv alav lesuch lezalim. I don't have any chiyuv shmir yet. I didn't pick it up. I didn't make any ma'aseh kinyan. But he says that since you made the ma'aseh kinyan from amol, you're going to be slammed with that chiyuv hashava forever. And if it ever gets lost again, and of course then you can stop it, and you see it, and you don't bother picking it up, you're going to be still chayv in your shmir from amol. He says another nafkamina. He says that we have halacha zokin v'enu al fi chvaida, you're not mechuyv to pick up the item. I could walk away. What happened if the Zakin decided to return the item? He picked it up. Once he picked it up, then he has a chiyuv hashava, he has to give it back. That's what we learned before, right? So he says that if the first time around this guy was a Zakin lefi chloid and he picked it up and he returned it, and now comes a Nachamul, the animal jumps out of the deer, Gnukshain, I can't bother returning this every single minute. I mean, I have a yeshiva to attend to, I can't be doing this. Tough luck. You have a chiv. Once you started your chiv, forever you're going to be stuck with this chiv hashava again and again and again. That's the chiddush akra of hafshi tashim afilu mei apamim. You still have that. Oh, then you weren't a chacham, and now you turned into a chacham. Good, right? And you can have it again, and you still always come back from that old chiv hashava. Ad kedei kach. That he's mesupik, which is a pella, and the shach is mefushak. This is ready. He says that if it jumps out a second time, maybe you won't mekayim the mitzvah the first time. But at the end, it seems like he's willing to say, "I was mekayim the mitzvah, just my chiyuve hashav I still have on me."
I would say that's what the Rambam said. He's a kima mitzvah. That's not true.
No, kima mitzvah is in the first. Oh.
Yeah,
but Rambam over there, when he said it wasn't when it jumped out a second time, in this halakha.
Your point, though, there is such a thing as kima mitzvah going to you'll never keep a mitzvah going to you, really.
I am.
What if it jumps out and someone else puts it back? Then it jumps out again.
So then both of you will have chiyuv
eshmir. Exactly, we both have
chiyuv. Yeah, why not?
Mitzvah when it's shechted.
Now, Grada Devar Ram, there's another sefer called Nois Yaakov in Simen Yotet. The Devar Ram is in Chelik Beis Simen Ches Oisvov. There's another sefer Nois Yaakov in Simen Yotet who declares the same shaila, the same Torah, the same Zakam in Lefik Vaidai. And Grada happens to have the same last name of Shapiro Khan, the Khan of Shapiro, and he has a famed father, Senda. I'm willing to bet they're brothers. But somehow, they must have schmoozed about this, because no one else discussed it. These two Svarim discussed it, and they both had the same exact Torah with Rayas. But that's what it comes out. Faket, he wants to say, oh, the Noizak had an extra Raya, right? He had a Tosefes Raya. He says that the Rambam puts this din of Hechziro Baruch HaFil Me'epamem right after the Halakha of Zakam Min Lefi Chvoidai. Why? So I get to tell you this chiddush. Even though you're talking about the Vikvayde, but you returned it. Now, Hegzira Baruch HaFilu Me'epam, I'm tough. You're going to have to keep on returning it, because once you start it, you're stuck with this for life.
They say go on the last day, right? They go on the last day, return the Shalei without violence. So in such a case, we have to return it 100 times, because we will let the violence know that you finished through our show.
In Mechavim, so the Rev Gross, what's it called? Mishpat Avedo, Mishpatei Avedo, from Bnei Brak. He wants to make this pshara. He wants to say Ad Kan, the Devar Ram is correct. It's Mei upon him. Is only because you're going on in the case of this last case of you turned it to Makom Sheinu Mishtam, Makom Hamishtam of Shalei Biyidiyosai. So that's Al Tzachidish Akor Hashiv Tishivim. The Torah is that Hashava, but still the Bailan don't know about it, so they really never got it back. So therefore, you still retain. Your hashava dinim on it, but once you gave it back to the Bailam, and the Bailam know about it, you've done biyidiyos, then your ois shayma, and now you won't have that chiv being resurrected again and again. But that's for sure. Even then, you'll still have a chiv afil mei upon him. Just will be, every time, it'll be a new aveda with a new chiv hashava.
How's he
ever keeping
the neshama? If this
faith
is attached to
the
shama for the rest of his life, he has to return.
Yeah, 100 and a merit. So you're cutting the chiddush in half. On that first half, it's a merit.
All right.
Grady wants to say the same thing by Shuluch HaKan, and it goes back and forth. He has his Torah Faked. The Shach is in Hilchos Shuluch HaKan, and you're there. He goes on and on with this. All right.
And what happens if someone else would find it in the middle? So then they would both be
Chayav? L'chayav. If they both picked it up, I had a different Chakir. What would be if I picked it up and I returned it? And let's say the Bailam don't know about it, or they did find out about it, and then it got lost again, and now the Bailam went miyayish, before I found it a second time. So, normally we have a concept, once you have a chiv hashava, you can't have yish after it's yisur asa l'yadei. So, if I once returned it, even though later on the Bailam went miyayish, l'chayra, it's a blitz, l'chayra should come out like Taisa, it should be yisur asa l'yadei. Sorry? According to his chayr, but like the Ramban says the only reason why Yish doesn't work by Yisrael Asaliyadi is because you're watching it for the Bailam and blah, like Yish Peshus. It's like in his own house. You give him reaction on something in your own house, the Ramban holds. And that's why Yish doesn't work when you're Shema Veda. So I think a Dovah Parshat Avad that this Yish would work. Because when he lost it a second time and he was Miyayish and I didn't see it yet, it's now somewhere in the street roaming. So it's not Mushuma. It's not like in his Rishos. So his Yish is Chal. So when I'll find it, Avad, I could pick it up and keep it. So l'chayr de avada yish will work. Let's say the Baal doesn't know. They do know, and they lost their second time. They say, "Oh, I'm never going to find this." Or let's say they're miyayish, whatever the reason is. They're miyayish. But once they're miyayish, and then I found that later on l'chayr it should work. But like Taisis, that isur asal yode has to do with a chiv yashava, and I already have a chiv yashava still. Kayim, l'chayr it's isur asal yode.
But not if it's short though.
That chiv hashava was amol. I have a chiv. He's an oinus. He doesn't know it's lost. He's an oinus. He has a chiv hashava. He's an oinus. He has a chiv hashava. That chiv never disappeared. Once you pick up an ayin, you have a chiv hashava loyelam.
Maybe we say this is the
sayer
again when he sees it.
And sayer. All of a sudden, now I start with my new chiv.
Instead of having the chiv, when I pick it up, I have the chiv when I see it, which is usually your potter in that case.
I know, but you're learning how from Hashit the chiv. I feel my bum. I sound like because of my first hagbah. You're telling me, no, my first hagbah stopped. I no longer have a chiv. But then, when I see it, then the chiv kicks in again. All right. Okay, fine. Look, the Dvar Ram is definitely a village. Sorry?
Nachamal? Is he going to have a sukkah? The second time?
Every person has lots of gazam, why not?
If you're ready to have Hashem around it, then you have Hashem to Shiva.
Nice cup. You mean if you hold, because right, if you hold that the Lasukal Asalam stops once you pick it up, and this guy already has a Chiv Shmir for picking up, Zenech Hanami won't have a Lasukal Asalam let the Dvar from. Who?
It's a kula
that you won't have Lasukal Asalam. Mask him. Are you very shame? Zay shame. All right. I try to have around one more sif. It's a very quick sif. Gimel. Hamaytzi Aveda. Veinu Makis Baleh. Normal case. That says no phone number, no name on it. So you don't know who to return it to. Machriz Aleh. You're supposed to be Machriz Bevatik Nisiyas of Bevatik Medrashis. You're supposed to make a Akraza that everyone should know about in all the shoes and all the Bevatik Medrashis. That this way you go back to the Bailam. That's you're supposed to make a Akraza. Now, Pashup Shat, this Akraza means that you call out. The place can talk about that. They call up between Ashrei and Valadzin. They used to give a clap. Today there was a coat lost and whatever. So everyone could hear about it. That's how they used to do it. Today we don't do that anymore. So what we do instead is we'll hang signs. There's a Yaakov Mamlois and Kiseitze like that. Or some Seifer, which we do sometimes also, we'll put an ad in the paper.
Oh,
but you're not mechuyev to spend money, because just like in Reish Samachay, we learned that you're not mechuyev to spend money in Reish Samachay, Reish Samachdalet, you're not mechuyev to spend money, you're not mechuyev to lose any money on it, so only if it's a free ad, if you charge money, then you're not mechuyev to do. Rav Moshe Grad holds that you have to put in all the Bati Midrashis, in all the Bati Knesiyas. I mean, if you have a chashash that the person came for a Simcha the Shabbos, or left his coat here, so putting a sign just here might not be good enough. He won't see it. So you'll have to put in all the Bati Knesiyas of all the Bati Midrashis in town.
Doesn't that cost you money?
So I guess within what's considered reasonably Shchiyah that a person came from.
And a Chanami,
maybe.
Doesn't that cost money for signs? I mean, it's a minimal amount, but it still costs money.
I mean, with the piece of paper that you bought the tzetel on, the penny,
you mean. Whatever it is, you have to drive there. I mean,
oh, the driving, I hear.
Around the whole Lakewood?
Ah, yeah. So, if it's Shavaproot, then Nechnami, I'm sure that then maybe Taki would be Potter.
To walk. In the old times, they have to walk 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but today the towns are far greater than the olden times. To go from one side of town to the other side. Okay, by that time, to do the Tircha going from town to town to walk will probably take about a week. The Zichah can have a different problem. You're going to lose money in a job. You'll have other hefset moment that you have to count. It's just not. Okay, but I just want to point out, but what you sometimes find is like, you know, they'll put a key chain or a ring of keys or whatever it is, a glove, they'll put it with thumbtack to the bulletin board or shul. That's awesome. There's no such thing. You know, once you picked up, you have a chiv shmir. So you have a chiv shmir, you can't hang it there. That's not a makam mishtama. It's also to do. Unless grado, it was already yish. I mean, because if you never were Shema Aved on it, then you could do that. But if to the extent you were Shema Aved on it, you're not allowed to do that.
The truth is, I would read the sign, but I'd see the keys.
That's from a practical point of view, but it still doesn't give you a heta.
If you lose the key, you read the sign. You don't look at the keys, does not negate you.
What?
You don't look at the keys, does not negate you.
Someone who lost his keys, he'll start looking at sign. But you're not allowed to put it over there. That's not a mokum amishtam. Now this chiyuv of being makir zaleh, kipshute is a deraisa. It's a deraisa. It's part of hashiv teshivim. You got to return it. How? If I don't know who it is, how in the world am I going to return it? I'm going to return it by making a achraza and find out who the bailam is and give some on him, and that's how I'll give it back. So that's how I'll be makai my mitzvah. Kipshute. There's Rabbeinu Yonis and Ben Uziel, who somehow touches it up into the pasuk of Lusukha Lazalim. He adds Lusukha Lazalim, and you have to be makhriz and return it. It sounds like, I don't know, Lusukha Lazalim from the Bailam, getting it back to the Bailam. I mean, it doesn't go well with the pasuk. A lot of pasuk hold that once you pick it up, there's no more Lusukha Lazalim. All you have is a mitzvah Zashava Hoshev Teshivim. So I don't know how also Lusukha Lazalim comes out to tell you have to do akraza. But but I picked it up, I don't have Lusukha Lazalim anymore. But Lusukha Lazalim, not to do a cross from getting it back. So I have to make sure not. Okay. Yeah, but where did he get it from? He types the Pasuk, he puts it somewhere, he has to get it into the Pasuk, no? I don't know, he's not making it up himself. So it's a drasha, it has to come from something. So
you know what you're supposed to do with an Aveda, right?
I know, but is it the Raisa to make a Krasa? Maybe not, maybe not Mechuyev in the Raisa. There is one place that goes that maybe it's only the Rabbanan.
Certain Allah
But Parshat Pshat is the Raisa. Gemara says Masim Lo that Yemachiz Alei. Parshat Pshat is the Raisa. Parshat Pshat goes in touch with the Shivim. All right, whatever. But that's I'm just talking games and somehow gets into Lezukul Sam. Okay, Bizman Sheyesh Anoshim Shoyimrim Aveda Nemitza Shem Melechi. At the time that there was a takana, there was a law of the land that any aveda belongs to the king, and if you're going to stop being machris, the king's going to get wind of it, people are going to tattle, and it's going to be law, so the king is going to confiscate the item, then don't do this hakraza, but rather just tell the neighbors and the people who your friends, it means the neighbors of the place where you lost where the aveda was found, it means you presume the guy lost it over there, so he must live in the vicinity, and you just tell the shchenev, and that's daya, because you can't do anymore. If it gets too public, then the king's going to find out about it and confiscate the aveda. So we discussed a very long ago without the problem. It's not far from Parsha that there's not yet. Yeah, and here on this for sure is not Dina Malchus Adina, because this is the Gemara says Gazlanusa de Malka. Dina de Malchus Adina, not Gazlanusa de Malka Dina. This is a Gzela. Why in the world should the Melech deserve this Aveda? All taxes. Taxes they have a right to, but it's time to take Avedas, that makes no sense.
Why isn't the other thing Gazlanusa? That they said anything that you what was the halach? Anything that's worth a lot of money you got to give to the police?
Oh, so therefore, Bizmanein. That there's a law that you have to, if you find something over, I think $10, you have to bring it to the police within 10 days. So this is a far from parchment. In fact, it's probably also to do. The police can say it's also. Why? Because they're not going to return it. First, they're not going to watch it. Kedin chiv shmira. Second, they're not going to return it adresh achicha with the proper simanim. Whatever you come, they have their own cheshbon is returning, but not al pi Torah, so that's not a proper way to give it back. And altogether, I should really discuss, maybe we'll save it for next time, is even if there'll be Yidden, it's far from Poshit, am I allowed to even give it to someone? Let's say I know Moshe, you know the guy, do me a favor, you're going on the way to work, bring it to the guy's house, I might not be able to even do that, that might be a din Hashem and Shemas L'Shem. Okay, believe that, well, Oit Chazayim, but let's say even that works. But here, you're putting it in a place where it's an Eino Mishtamba, the police is Eino Mishtamba, they don't watch it properly, they don't return it properly, there's no guarantee. The owner, the rightful owner, is going to get it back. You now let her do it. This is like this halakha. Certainly, if what happens if it's not claimed, no one knows what happens to these items at the end. We can just imagine what happens to these items, but no one knows. So if that's like aveda hanimtza shemelechi, you should not be doing it, and you have to keep it a secret. Yeah, goes to the finder.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Tell me one person you know that ever happened to. All right, agud tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.